Malka, how are you? Yeah. Yeah. Hi. Okay. Come, look up. Men here. Women will not suffer, please God, from resistance. Everybody gets a treatment, as my friend Stel said. Our goal would be to learn in Hebrew. Okay, spread these around, please. Spread these around. Thank you, that's great. The doctor before. Does anybody not have a sheet? Set them here. Let's put a few over here.
This is a field for the realm.
I entitled this year Crashing the Gates, Breaking Down the Gates. We only have 4 days. This is the shortest amount of slichot we can have. Slichot are a preparation. All of Elul has been a preparation. We're about to enter the new year, and we can't enter it with our pants down. So we've got to think about what's happening. We've got to think about ourselves. So we're going to learn a little piece of chassidut. This is from the Netivot Shalom. Netivot Shalom was the Slonim Rebbe. He left the world in the summer, in Chodesh Av, of 2000, 13 years ago. His name was Shalom Noach Garshovsky. Let me put you in the picture a little bit. Where does Slonim fit into the picture of Hasidic masters? Slonim is a Litvish Hasidus. This is already something unusual. There are not that many. Hasidut flourished far more in Poland, Galicia, Hungary. But there were some branches that stayed back or went north from Ukraine, which was its cradle, being sent by the organizer of the movement, the Magid. But I'm jumping ahead. We start with the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov has the initial inspiration, the idea that man can come close to God. The Magid of Mezrit organizes the movement. He has 60 students, maybe 90, and sends them, hand-picked, each one to a location where he can have the most effect. He sends Shneur Zalman to Russia, and he tells him, you can't get in the gates of Lita without writing the Shulchan Aruch. Well, Shneur Zalman writes the Shulchan Aruch, and then goes on to write Tanya. He sends Rabbi Melech to Lizhensk in Galicia, where he raises endless numbers of Talmudim, the Chais of Lublin, Mendel of Lidenov, etc. Among the Talmidim of the Magid is one whose nickname in the Magid's base medrash was the Litvak. That was Rabbi Aaron HaGadol of Karlin. Aaron HaGadol of Karlin. You may know of him from his music. You know the Zmira Ka Echsof? Dai, dai, it's a chillingly beautiful Zmira. If you learn the words, it can take you away because it was daring. It dared to bring together concepts that clash, like no Amziratek, the delicacy of your awe, the delicacy of fear of you. But I'm not going to analyze that. This time, the Baron Carlin died young, was replaced by another Talmud of the Maggid, Shlaimele of Karlin. Shlaimele had three main students. One continued the Karlin line, the son of Rav Arola, and the line also of Strelisk, Orla of Strelisk. And he had a line of Talmidim from the town of Lechavish. Rav Mordechai, who is sometimes called the Saba Kaddish of Lechavish, whose son Noam of Lechavish. This is Litvish HaChassidut. By the way, you may know, if you look for Chassidut here in Yerushalayim, you never hear Karlin. It's Karlin Stalin, and it's Pins Karlin, and this and that, because they were always thrown out by the Mitnagdim. They never stayed in Karlin. But that's its history of the Mitnagdim. We're talking many generations later when the disputes died down. There was no longer so much Mitnagdim Chassidim. It goes from Shlaimele of Karlin, Mordechai of Lechavitch, Noach of Lechavitch, Moshe of Kobrin, and only then, counted several generations, the first Slonim Rebbe, Rabbi Avraham of Slonim. Avraham of Slonim is the late 1800s. He's followed by his grandson. His son had died young. His grandson, Shmuel of Slonim. Shmuel of Slonim dies around World War I. I've been to his grave many times. I've been in Poland 10 times. It shouldn't happen to anyone. And he's buried in Warsaw. Why should a good Litvak be buried in Warsaw? Because, as you know, Warsaw offers to anyone who dies there the right to be buried there in the Jewish cemetery. And many people came to Warsaw for medical treatment, and many older people, and often didn't work. So he died. And that's, by the way, why, if you go to the Warsaw Cemetery, among the people you find there, you find Rav Chaim of, the Netziv of Lodzin, next to Rav Chaim of Brisk in Warsaw. The heck is Rav Chaim of Brisk doing that, right? Anyway, Rav Shmuel, the son of the Dibre Shmuel, who died around World War I, has a son, the Beit Avraham, obviously named for his grandfather, Avraham of Slonim. And Avram of Slonim's student is the Mitzvot Shalom. The Beit Avram dies just before the Shoah, but not before he sends the Mitzvot Shalom here to develop an Israeli generation of Slonim or Hasidim. The Mitzvot Shalom, I just am learning a piece on the Geulah from Pesach that I owed myself, and I don't know whether you would want to be called Zionist, but, you know, the official usages of the politic, but he is so Zionist, it's unbelievable. Anyway, the Nitzivot Shalom is sent here. He essentially starts in Tveria, and then comes to Yerushalayim and marries. There was a Slonim Rebbe here by then. Marries the Rebbe's daughter. Ah, so his Rebbe was smart for sending him here. That's why he sent him, to make sure that it was the Rebbe's daughter. And when the Rebbe died, I had the school to know that Rebbe. He was the Birkat Avraham, Rabbi Avraham of Slonim of Yerushalayim. When I came to Yerushalayim for the first time in 1969, I was supposed to be here for the Six-Day War, but it started on the day of my flight, and they canceled all the visas. So I finished college and came after immediately. I went to the Boston Rebbe for a bracha, the Boston Rebbe in Brooklyn, and he said, go see my friend, the son of the Rebbe, Rabbi Avraham, the son of Shalayim. His son-in-law was the Tzibot Shalom. The son-in-law, had built up the Slonim Yeshiva. For 30 years, he was Rosh Hashiva. When you read the Tzibot Shalom, you see it's filled with the Rambam. It's very yeshivish in tone. Not in all the volumes equally, but that's a different story. I don't want to get literary analysis. His father-in-law, before dying, left behind a tzavah, a will, in which he appointed his son-in-law, not his son, to be the Rebbe. The family name had been, from the first Slonim Rebbe, Weinberg. And so it changed with the Nativo Shalom to Barzovsky. His name was Shalom Noah, so all of his books are called Nativo Shalom, Shalom Noah. There are two volumes, one on philosophy, one on the Moedim. And there are five volumes on Torah, and a lot of other pamphlets that he left behind. And his son Shmuel became the Rebbe after him. He has a gift for talking about how to internalize Hasidic inspiration, how to take it into you. And I went to the current Rebbe and I said, where in Slonim can I find that internal stuff, that pnimiyut? And he said, you won't find it on this earth. He took it with him. My father took it with him. But let's grab onto this little piece. It's from the unit on Elul, where the last days of Elul, when we say Slichot. And it's from the bottom on Dvar. In Chumash, there are several things in Elul. And there are many sheets here. Anybody wants to take it? We're going to read, I'm going to read rather quickly. I'm going to assume that most people have a Hebrew facility, and if you need me to translate more than I am, tell me and we'll develop a cadence of our own. Se'ush Arim Hashechem, lift up, O ye gates, your heads. Lift up your heads, O gates. And we want to bash down the gates. This pasuk, you may remember, we're about to come into Rosh Hashanah. The major prayer of Rosh Hashanah to me is Musaf. Musaf has in it, unlike any other Shmona Esrei of the year, 9 brachot. Every other Shmona Esrei of the year is either 19, a regular daily Shmona Esrei, or 7. In which the middle bracha is about the specialness of the day, Shabbos, Yom Tov, whatever. Most of Rosh Hashanah, there are 9 blessings. In the middle are 3. Of course, the first 3 and last 3 are the same. Those 3 are Malchuyot, Zichronot, and Shofarot. Malchuyot, all of the blessings follow the format. There's a discussion philosophically of the idea, God's kingship. God, although he's the king, remembering us, caring for us, loving us. And then God's taking that love to a practical application of having us assist him in bringing the Geula, Shofarot, the Shofar of Mashiach. After these introductory paragraphs, there are 10 psukim for each. And at the end, there are 30 Shofar blasts. And it's wonderful to think how the Shofar blast changed with the bracha. The first Shofar blast is the coronation of God as king. The second Zichronot, the Shofar blast of the ram of Isaac. God remembers Isaac at the Akedah. And the third is the Shofar of Mashiach, or the Shofar of Sinai. In any way, coming back, one of the 10 psukim, and the 10 psukim, forgive me, I'm a Ramad Machon Meir, I always slip into trying to teach a little. The 10 psukim are 3 from Torah, 3 from Tehillim, and 3 from Navi, and then a return 1 to Torah, The three from Tehillim include this pasuk in Malchuyot. The pasuk from Malchuyot. Sushar Moshecha, the Shasubim, the Yavam, the Yavam, the Yavam, the Yavam, the Yavam, Melech, Malchuyot. So it talks about the gates of the king. Yes? By the way, don't worry, I'm not doing the piece on the other side. It's a beautiful piece. In fact, it's the first Dvar Torah I heard from the Boston Rebbe himself. And I hate Xerox in single side. I don't know what I'm going to do with it or where I'll teach it, but I put it there because I'll use it sometime. It may connect the Yamim No Ra'im to Sukkah a little. Okay, let's read. And remember, we want to bash down the gates. The Rebbe is going to, in his internalizing orientation, give us several definitions of what are the gates. So Ushar and Rashaykh is not... We can understand through what's written in the book of the Avot that he himself collated is the Divrei Torah of the Rebbe leading up to Slonim. The Shem Harami Kodrin and the name of Lakshma Kodrin is the Toya Yabinothing. Shachodesh Elul who has Mansu Nitzavich Mutaher Tatsuma. This is a time for preparation via Tahara. Mutaken calling to fix his fixings. To fix all of what you need, and fixing is a very big Kabbalistic concept. I don't want to go into it's that, but we have to fix the world by fixing ourselves. So what is Elul? Elul is truth. Elul is fixing. Elul is tahara. Elul is preparation for Rosh Hashanah. Elul is the sha'ar, as we'll see in a moment. Se'usha Aaron Rasheka, lift up the gates, that is, lift up Elul towards the Rosh Hashanah. Metaken calling in Ea Tshubaba Tikunim the Eel of the Rosh Hashanah, but Rosh Hashanah, we switch to a different style. By Rosh Hashanah having prepared ourselves, we go ahead into the issue of coronating God as king. Rosh Elul, we're fixing ourselves, we're readying ourselves, we're cleansing ourselves. Rosh Hashanah, we're making God king, declaring God king. Even Rosh Hashanah, is as it's written. Ba'i Barnash, this is a Zohar phrase, a person, Barnash, Ben Enosh. Barnash needs to make Hashem the king, I'll call Eva Be'eber delay, over each and every one of his organs. We have to make God the king, not only king of the world, for sure, but king of ourselves. That's what this pasuk is saying. So Usha Aaron Rasheka Bidasuk Lam, lift up your heads, okay. Sha'arim, what are the gates? Mas Bechodesh Elul. Elul is the gates. Shehu Shara Shana, Kemamar Mara Nasaba Kadisha Lechovich, has the first Rebbe of Lechovich said, Skuto Yagen Alenu of Mordechai Lechovich. She Elul Hu Atchalat Hashana, the real beginning of the year is Elul. Hainu she'elul eino sofa shana v'chodesh achron shel shana shavra. It's not the end of the last year. Ela hu atchalav hashar shel shana chadasha. It's the entranceway, the portal to the new. Va'alzeamar. That's the way to interpret, and it's very chassidic twist we're going to get in a second. Se'usha Arim, lift up your gates. Se'u et Chodesh Elul, Sha'ar Hashanah, lift up Elul, which is the gate of the year. Rosheichem, what does it mean? Your heads. Lift up your heads, O gates. Mirameis l'roshei, roshechem, roshei tevos, shei Elul. The initial letters of Elul. Elul is an initial letter formation, as of course you all know. Ani l'dodi v'dodi li. Don't listen to the breast. It's not ani l'uman v'at l'ima. Okay? It's ani l'dodi v'dodi li. Elul was about that special connection we make to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he's saying this is the time to lift that up. That is the Sha'ar. That's how we get into the new year. Sha'avodah shel Elul hi. Ani l'dodi, the word of Elul. And this is what I mean about Pnimiyot. He's telling us how to do our personal development. Is ani l'dodi sh'yehudi t'ahevi t'akenet calling an ayat tikkunim on the day. Ani l'dodi do all those fixings and purifications by participating in an experience of self that's called ani l'dodi. On the day sheyit the faith Hashem itbarah by cleaving to God, b'chinat sur meira on the day aseitov, that is by avoiding evil through doing good. On the day zayit aher legamrei hiyev sugam lahiyev rosh hashana. Through giving yourself over to Hashem, that's ani l'dodi. You give the egotism to Hashem so that you could get in return the dodi li, Hashem turns to us. We're then ready through that process internally. To declare God king over all of ourselves. Lift up the portals, the doors. And now we draw the distinction that's interesting. Sha'arim and Mibachutz. Gates are more external. If you come into a castle or a mansion, the gate is outside. But the doors, we have to get to the doors to open up our doors, bash open our doors if need be psychologically. Are more internal. Pitchei olam, what are the pitchei? Lift up the gates are elbow. To get to the inner work, the more inner work that we're leading ourselves to, elu aseret yimei tshuva. Those are the aseret yimei tshuva, the ptachim. She'aleihem ne'amar Yeshua et Hashem b'him karuhu b'yoto karov. Seek out Hashem when he's near. In the Aseret Yimei Tshuva, we use Israeli Hebrew. Hashem has Kabbalat Kahal. Hashem has office hours in Aseret Yimei Tshuva. That's the time to come. V'yavo melech ha-kavod, so that the King of Glory can enter. Al yidei avodah v'tkufa zo shel yimei ha-rachamim baratzon. Through this work and this period of Rachman, Yuchal Bahagia Rosh Hashanah Bach Rav Yom Kippur, then we get to those days, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the days between the Petachim, to a point, La Luchay Kukuriva Koleva Ve'eva Delay, making God king over us. Sheyavo Melech HaKavod Al Kol Eva Me'eva Rav, to bring God into our lives. But Arba'im Yom Elul, in these 40 days, that is, from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur, Shal Chodesh Elul, Shehem, Asha'arim, Aseret Yimei Tshuva, the Tchina Tzachim, which are the gates and the openings, Haita Hahit Paisut Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Klal Yisrael. God is appeased with us. All those things that you might think anger God, all the sins, all the wrong approaches we've had, God is pleased in this period of Elul. In Klal Yisrael, Liachar Chayta Egel, and it was so also after the Chayta Egel. V'zeh nikva la'ad shabchol b'chol b'chol shana b'shana v'yamim elu. This period is then taken on forever, that special sensitivity. Kar'uhu v'yotu kavav. Call on him when he's near. He's in now. Oyesh Lavin. Okay, so Sharim is Elo. Tahim is a certain dimension God. This is the time God is close. This is the time to bash down the gates. Oyesh Lavin, the Pasuk. Su'u Sharim Rasheika. Let's look for another meaning of Sha'arim. Can you organize me? Thank you. The Fasuk Su Sharim Rasheikam Shemur Mazal Sharim Sheba Adam. Thanks. He talked about the Sharim being Elul. He's now going to talk about our gates, the gates within us. Kemosha Katava Rambam, as the Rambam says in Hilchos Shuvah Perek Zayin, Al Tomar She'ein Shuvah Ela Me'avot Veirot She'ei Ben Maaser. Don't think Shuva is just for the things you did. Kegons, Nut, Vegezel, Gneva, like this misdeed or that misdeed, however bad it is, you stole, you had terrible relationships, etc. Ella, Keshem, Shetzarich, Adam, Lachum, Me'el, just as the Rambam says, you need to do tshuva from mistaken deeds. Kahu, Tzarich, Lechapes, B'day, Ultra, O, Tzayeshlo. He also has to return from bad attitudes. He has to return the lashuv min hakah, min ha'eva, from being angry, from getting easily ticked off, or being hateful and spiteful, min ha'kinah, jealousy, redifat ha'mamon, or this insane pursuit after money, 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 gotta have it more, gotta have it now, the kavod, or glory, gava, the redifat ha'machalot, or food, or who knows what. And it's the attitudes in us that are the sha'arim that propel us to do the wrong deeds. If we believe that it's really important to eat that stupid cheeseburger, that's going to get us to the wrong place. If we can understand that our eating is to raise up sparks, Judaism is not a sect. We can participate in the world. We can have food. But there's food that's feeding our face, and there's food that's a Shabbos meal and is elevated. And you never know how you raise up sparks. So, the shahar, the misdeed, was the wrong attitude, the wrong thought, that it doesn't matter. Or people say, you know, the American culture of that two consenting adults can do just about anything. And they don't consider, what about his wife, her husband, this, that, or whatever. No, it's a wrong-headed space that lets them do terribly bad things. The bad attitudes are worse than the bad deeds. When you're sunken into them, it's hard to get yourself because you keep justifying. And therefore it says, the Pasuk says, Yazov Rasha Darko, wicked person, leave your derech. It doesn't say leave your act. Leave the derech that allowed you to get to the act. The attitudes of the sha'arim. So we have another definition of sha'arim within ourselves. The first definition of sha'arim was Elul. It's the sha'ar to the shana. Now we have attitudes within ourselves. And the first one, sha'arim within ourselves, the first one he's relating to is attitude. All of them are not going to be able to do it. His wrong attitude. And that's what Rambam is all about, by the way. When you learn Hilchot Teshuva of the Rambam, he says you have to first resolve for the future, because it's about, you have to change those values that allowed you to do the wrong thing. Those are the charges we're talking about. That's what it's saying. Lift up your heads, O you gates. And there's another remez. Here's a beautiful idea that Breslov, Rabbi Nachman, takes into a gorgeous symbolism. Gates within us. The first one is attitudes. The second one is, from the Kabbalistic sources, the seven entrances to the head. What's that? Mouth, nostril, eyes, ears. Rabbi Nachman teaches, if you take the image of the face, you've got a line down the center of the nose that can extend all the way as much as you wish, and a mouth that could be like a mace, and from there you draw two lines up to your nostrils, and these are all the sense organs, or the taste, sense of smell, sense of vision, sense of hearing. Two lines to the nostrils, two lines to the eyes, two lines to the ears, and you've got a menorah in your face. You've got a menorah there. You've got to use your senses, especially sense of vision, to bring light to your mind, to bring light so you can bash open the gates by seeing the right thing. And I always wonder, you know, there is one sense that is more in the skin, the sense of touch, sense of feeling. And I like around Hanukkah time to say, you know, you have this menorah in your face. Now, up to the nostrils, up to the eyes, up to the ears. As you lift up your hands, you've got a chanukiah with a sense of touch also. In any case, so there are seven portals. What are they also? She'arim. So we now have a third definition of she'arim. Se'u she'arim rasheikam. Lift up your she'arim. Lift up elbow to the rashei table. Sa'arim ledodi vedodi li. Lift up your attitudes that are wrong to correcting them so that you do correct deeds. Lift up your sense input so you see the light. Shakol Shari Adam to Ilayam, the gates of man are dependent on them. That's the input. Shakashay Taknamu Magbiyam, and you lift them up, Lashem Yitbar. Ah, Shalit Alaguf, Alpol in Yanav. Then God rules over all of your actions. Vihina supitre olam, and lift up the doors of the world. It's a hint to our controlling our Yetzer Hara, because about the Yetzer Hara, we know it says in Bereishit that the sin crouches at the door. Ha pitcha de gufa. That's what the openings of the body, which is so tempted to sin. Calls up, and you should lift them up. Tarimu, lift them up, Hashem Yitzvara, to devote them to a much more inner, proper, light-filled set of attitudes and actions. We have Romelach HaKavod, so that God could enter. As you have a lovely then you can make God the king with senses, with attitudes, with the kach of Elul, Anila, Dovid, Dovidim. We can come to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and make God the king. As it says in the pasuk, the asulim made me a mikdash, and I'll dwell in their midst. Clearly, that's a wrong word. Bitocholem, no, no, no. I would have expected the verse to say, make a mikdash, and I'll dwell in its midst. Make me a mikdash, and I'll dwell in the Beit HaMikdash. It says, no. Make me a mikdash, says God, and I'll dwell in their midst. If you have a mikdash, you make yourself a mikdash. If you make your home a mikdash, if you make your home a place where the children love Shabbos, if you make your home a place where Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is going to change everything for the better, then Hashem is going to be in your midst. He's going to be with you. He's going to be in you. In each and every one of us. And that's, after all, the purpose of Yamim Noraim, of the High Holy Days. That really we're beginning, even though we didn't quite notice it that way. With Elul, that's the Sha'ar. So we have the Sha'ar of Elul, we have the Sha'ar of our attitudes, we have the Sha'ar of our face. In the various sorts, attitudes, etc. Left column, middle of the page. Umaran Admor, and my Rebbe, he's saying that's the Beit Abraham, who died before the Shoah, the previous one of the Rebbe in Europe. Amar Panachad, the Otoba Eretz Yisrael, on a trip to America, Beit Avraham visited, to Israel, I'm sorry. The Beit Avraham visited Eretz Yisrael. On the Pasuk Zusharim Rashaytan, on this very Pasuk Zusharim Rashaytan, he observed something interesting. There's a real twist. Sha'arim Otiyot Rishaim. Sha'arim is the same letters as wicked ones, evil ones. So he said, "V'tza'ak, se'u sha'arim rasheichem, lift up your heads, O gates. Rishaim, you wicked ones, harimu et rasheichem, lift up your head. V'tiru she'yeh areko l'olamim. And see that there's a wicked ones, you've been groveling in the wrong stuff. It's time to take your senses, to take your attitude, and lift it up and see that there's a God. You didn't realize, maybe, live Riyut Gesundheit, that there's a glory call of Amin, as it says in Yishayahu, Se'ul Narom Enechem, lift up on high your eyes, Uri'u Mibara Ela, and see who created it. Get the awareness of what's going on. Where's the world from? What's the meaning? What are we in need of accomplishing? Lift up the gates of your head, that is, as we saw before, the senses. Lift up your taste, your smell, your vision, your hearing, and all the senses. That the most prominent of the senses is the eyes. The most significant sense is vision. The most important sense ever listened to in a court is I saw him do it, is vision. Shahadam eino ro'ek lalb enavet borei kol olamim. That a person maybe isn't seeing what's obviously in front of him, that there's a creator. Kemodafi, as it says in the pasuk in Hallel, we say in Tehillim, we say in Hallel, Einayim lahem b'lo yiru, Aznayim b'lo yishma'u, Einayim lahem b'lo yiru, they have eyes and they don't see. And by the way, why don't they see? Listen to the wording carefully. You'll hear it as he reviews it. Where are their eyes headed? To what they want, to what they need, to what they gotta have, to what they want, think they gotta have now, because it's a man, Lahem. When their eyes are to them, Lo Yiru, they don't see anything higher. They don't see God, they don't see the world, they don't see the connection between God and the world. That is, when their vision is, do I look good now? How will what I say be perceived? Will I look cool? Will I sound cute? How will I come over? How will I appear? They're not going to look for God. About the pasuk we saw though from Yeshaya, not a nine and a half below Yeru. Lift your eyes up high. That's how. If you're working on Pnimiyot, you have to have a vision up there. Lift up your eyes. The Sharim of the Galgalta, the openings of the head, the sense input, are best guided when you have a perspective that's looking upward. Lift your eyes high. If you lift your eyes up, then you'll see who created all this, and you'll see your role in it, and you'll understand better your avodah, your pnimiyut. We'll see better how to crash open the gates. We're coming into Rosh Hashanah. We're going into that transition from doing tshuva in these last days of Sukkot and Elul and fixing and being kind to ourselves so that we can incarnate God on Rosh Hashanah. We're about to come to that moment where it shifts gears. Lina Rambam Kata, the bottom of the left column above that black bar. Shetkiyat Shofar Rosh Hashanah Remez Yeshbo. When we hear Shofar, we've been hearing it sort of for practice during this month. There's going to be an interruption of Erev Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, when we hear 100 shofar blasts, Remez Yeshbo Kolmar Guru Yisheini Mishinatem V'Nirvamim Ashidu Mitarde Matem. Wake up! You have to be awake and alert. My wife sent me an SMS as I was coming here in the ride, and she said, do you feel you're well enough rested? You have to be alert. And the truth is, I took a little rest before coming. You have to be able to be there to do your avoda. And that's what the shofar is going to tell us on Rosh Hashanah. We've been practicing. And this month we've been preparing. It's Susha Aron Rasheikan. Lift up your heads, O you gates. This is the gate. Elul is the gate. And we're coming out of the gate into the inner portals, into the Ptachim, of Aser Meshuvah. That period of Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, where Hashem Hu HaMelech. Have you ever davened in a Breslov Minyan? Unbelievable. You know, Shacharit starts with HaMelech. What do they do in Breslov? Because if you really believe the king is passing by, who wouldn't clap? Okay. And that's the reason that we're blowing already. We are beginning to wake ourselves up. We're getting ready. This is a crucial week. We only have 4 days coming. It's the gate. The gate of being beset, the yetzer said, hey, Talpi, we can understand it better. I'll be Matis Yifer. The following little story. It's a wonderful story. This is a true story. The Beit Avram tells it of Rav Aaron HaGadol of Karlin, yes, the author and composer of Echsof. Rav Aaron of Karlin was Makarei thousands. He was charismatic. Unfortunately, he died young, as I said, but he brought many people to Chassidut. And there was one case, Rav Aaron HaGadol of Karlin, Shayah Oseh Harbei Bali Tshuva, as I just said, Vahayah Bala Derechad. And there was one person who was, let's call him modern lingo, off the Derech. Even Rav Aaron HaGadol somehow couldn't penetrate. Because he was uprooted from his own root. He was detached. He couldn't connect to his own neshama root. V'shama et Rav HaKadosh Rav Aaron. He heard Rav Aaron medaber v'lo nagal libo klal and didn't penetrate. And until, what did Rav Aaron HaGadol do? Excuse me, I can only do this real fast. Okay. He grabbed him by the lapels, by the corner of his garment, and he shook him. And Shetafsu, Rav HaKadosh Bedash Bigdo, he grabbed the corner of his garment, till Teloto. And he shook him from Amar, and he said, Rasha, you wicked one. Bizven vestu zechazoya rul volgaren af their belt. How long are you going to go around the world naked and disgusting? Ubizeh chibero toshu velashorin. He reconnected him to his root. That shaking, and by the way, he brings this also about Sfirat HaOmer, which was a wave offering. It has to shake us up these days of Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Aseret Yimei Tshuvah, the Sha'arim, the Ptachim, are to wake us up, shake us up, so that, why did it finally work? Rav Aaron himself said. He reconnected into his root. When he was reconnected to his root, what happened? Nafal halal la'aretz. He fell to the ground, he heel with coat, and he cried the Chazar b'tshuva, and he asked Rav Aaron to help him do tshuva. Al derech zeh hu inyan tkiyat shofar b'kol b'shamu. That's what the shofar of Elul is doing to us. It's shaking us, waking us. Sha'shofar tso'eish. What's it saying? The shofar has a voice. Just as I said, it has many meanings. It's the coronation of the king. It's the shofar of the Akedah. It's the shofar of Mashiach. And that shofar is saying, Uru Yisheni Mishinatcham, wake up, wake up, wake up. Kol shofar tzoek umetaltel kol Yehudi. The shofar is shaking us all. Can you hear the shofar and not shake? Kol shofar tzoek umetaltel kol Yehudi ad matay shistovei kach b'olam. How long can you go around without changing for the better? Going into the next year, just another year? You try to write on your checks 2014. And it's not the same. It can't be the same. We're making God king over the world and over ourselves. Ad matay tistuvev kach ba'olam l'chol echad l'fi yako u'l'chol echad be'inyanim shu tzarich v'takeh. Each and every one of us in his own personal way, and you each know what it is. You each know what your individual inner work has to be. It's time to wake up and to bash down the gates. We're going into the new sha'arim and tachim of a Aseret Yimei Tshuvah. And then you bring Hashem into your life as a king, a beloved king, who you'll want to go with the changes he has in store for you. Because Amila Dodi, you give yourself to God, and then you'll get back the Dodi. So,
a wonderful week and a wonderful year. May Hashem bless you with everything you wish and everything you need. And may all the things you need be augmented by your ability to take into yourself the sweetness of the year, a new year of love for your family, and all the best, all the blessings.
Good to be out here. I used to work in Psagot in the good old days when I had to drive through Albira to get there. To the smell of Ijiman's coffee and burning tires.
We still get the burning tires every now and then, but they're a little far from the coffee. But we have to make some of our own.
I was fixing Torahs for the Moitza Mekomi. You know Gabi Meir? In charge of it then.
Are you
staying over somewhere. Cool. I'll go tomorrow. It's too late.
The hour is late.
Yeah.
We're a late.
Right.
Miles to go.
This will be an interesting item on the table. This is something you can learn from.
Recording. You
done recording? Take the job.
Looks like it.
Lots of talk. Who's recording? Should I stop it?
Really?
Wasn't that it? Who's recording this?
Who sent it for you?
I'm not.
So, the rabbi's test, right?